It's That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
When you're smack dab in the middle of something, you can't be more in the middle of it.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Hector, and with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Hello, Rebecca.
This week's question comes from Brent. Brent says, in a recent New York Times article, I came across the term smack dab and it made me smile. I hadn't heard that expression for years. Brent goes on to say it is a phrase that's fun to say, which I totally agree with. Brent wants to know how it originated and if the word in is always included. This is a super fun question.
It is, because we get to say smack dab and some other fun words on the radio. I'm not actually surprised that Brent saw smack dab in the New York Times. It has been on the rise since the 1980s, if you look in Google Books. We've got evidence for smack dab back to at least 1839 in Green's Dictionary of Slang. There it was British English. We've got it in American English. Here's an example from Dialect Notes, 1892. He hit him smack dab in the mouth. Clearly colloquial, and it seems to go back to a British phrase, slap bang.
Also fun to say, but I'm not quite sure I know what that means.
Yeah, so slap bang, which we have by the late 1700s, is with a slap and a bang, or vigorously, without delay, sort of headlong, or directly in terms of position, exactly the way we use smack dab, slap bang in the center. We then also get slap dab, this both in North American and British English, for headlong and exactly, as in slap dab in the middle. Now, Rebecca, all four of these terms, slap, smack, dab, and bang, are related to physical striking. And all four of them can also be used alone to pinpoint location. Smack in the middle, right dab in the middle, slap in the middle, bang in the middle. I can't do all of those, but there are examples back to the 1800s of walked right bang up to her, or it was bang opposite him. There is also evidence for smack bang and smack jam. And while we're here, I want to note that the slangy expression in British English, bang on, for exactly or excellent, we have that as early as the 1930s. Now, if we go back to Brent's question about what preposition comes after smack dab, it is true that it is often followed by in, as in smack dab in the middle or smack dab in the center. But it doesn't have to be. And Rebecca, I'll be curious about your intuitions here. You can say something like, it was smack dab downtown, or it was smack dab where I left it.
I could do that.
As could I. Now, Brent also asked us a question that we need to address, which is, what does it mean if you say that something is smack dab near? Rebecca, does that make sense to you?
So it's about as close as you can possibly get without being actually... I think the example that Brent gave was smack dab near the midpoint between Iceland and Sweden. Almost the midpoint, about as close as you can get, but not quite.
Exactly. Now, of course, one could look at this and say, okay, if smack dab means exactly and near means close, but not exactly, can you be smack dab near? The answer is yes, you can. If you look at actual usage, if you look online, you can find examples of smack dab near. And I agree with you that I think what's happening here is emphatic, that it's not just near, it's smack dab near. so close.
All right. Well, we are smack dab at the end of our segment. So thank you so much, Anne. This was a fun set of phrases.
So grateful to get to say these on the radio.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.